Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So you're worried.
Yeah, I know you got some shit on this. That's gonna fuck me.
Okay, all right, boys, stop talking for a second. Hey, it is Pick Central, Barstool's daily gambling show. I am your host, Brandon Walker. We have a full boat except for Rico. Rico not here today. That was expected. There's nothing wrong with that. He'll be back tomorrow, I assume. Smitty's in. It's he's a part timer as well. We've got Marty Mush. We've got Big Av and.
You're up for blood this week.
Yeah. You know me?
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Oh.
Even Mincy's like, yeah, you are.
I know what's about to come.
Yesterday's episode, he just called Mincy racist for 60 minutes.
No. Not one time did I call Mincy racist.
You insinuated that he associates with racism.
I merely pointed out the racist history of the university.
For 60 minutes.
Is there enough time to allow? I mean, I'm just reporting facts. That's all I'm doing. Mm. Why should there be time constraints on the truth? Marty, should there be time constraints on the truth?
Oh, I don't.
I mean, if you think yesterday was bad, you probably shouldn't show up Saturday.
Me?
No, him. Oh, I'm bringing a book report.
Bringing a book report for Saturday.
Bringing props.
All right. So, a couple things. We got to start with these guys.
We got to start with you.
Because we do the competition. We do everything about this, and it's for $500 bonus cash in the Barstool Sportsbook app, which is a decent little chunk of change for non-Dave Dan people here.
I love how it was 1,000, and once Brandon Walker realized he couldn't win, it became 500.
I don't remember at any point saying it was 1,000. It was always...
It got brought up.
It was being insinuated.
But I said it was 500. If it goes well, we'll bump it to 1,000. We'll see.
And since you weren't winning, it wasn't going well.
Well, let's just say...
Oh, wait. Next week he's going to be up 40 units. Oh, it's 1,000.
Conversations are being had. That's all I can tell you behind the scenes.
Yeah, whatever you're ready to
Conversations are being had. That's all I can tell you behind the scenes. All right. So right now... Yesterday was a wash. They both were pretty much the same thing. So, Big Ev, who's been fantastic for several months now, I will give him the credit for that. He's 120, 103, and 3. He's up 22 units. Marty, why do they always fade so fast? Marty, up, 6 picks in the right direction, but he's up 17 units.
Also having great months.
Yeah,
last month.
Fine month. Yeah, you won last month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you guys are both warm. But Big Ev is feeling the heat coming into today. He is feeling the heat. He's had this money on his mind. He's tasted the money. He's right there. And Marty hits a couple of touchdown props over the weekend and catches up almost. And now we have one day to determine who is the September champion.
It is funny that Big Ev's only month he's won, he was up 4 units. The ones he's lost,
it's been my worst month.
Like
the last 5 months, it's been my worst month, the only one that I won.
All right. So,
I'm going to say it. Big Ev's scared.
Oh, he is scared.
He didn't give his football plays until 11:40. And he's trying to figure out what he wanted to do.
They're locked in.
So everything's locked in. Nothing's changed.
Well, he was bullied into giving this.
Wait a minute. He tried to not give him until tonight. He tried to
keep
him.
No, that's not what I
Marty,
tried.
Marty, is that what happened?
You were waiting.
I wanted a little more time because I'm taking the pick. I want to win. It wasn't even about
I
want to
win, too. I understand.
I want to win, too.
I want to win. I can't, but...
But you're shot.
I understand.
Marty's trying to shoot bombs right now. I know what Marty's up to.
I know, like, today...
Marty has nothing to lose, everything to gain.
Today, I have some good picks and well-thought-out picks.
So you have Yankees -1.5?
No, I have the money line.
Okay.
I feel like that actually works against you whenever you try to think.
It wasn't a huge think day. It was like, it just makes sense.
I mean, let's point out that the picks that got you back in it were not think picks at all.
Literally not at all.
They were just...
They were Hail Marys.
You got to think to win.
They were first touchdown. Just give me this guy.
No, Zeke, it's like plus 800 for the guy, the running back, who's going to dive it in on the one-yard line. Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
How are your balls, Minty?
They're not being touched.
I've never seen someone in my life go this way to scratch their balls. I've never seen it in my life.
That's a full fisting.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my finest moment. But what are you going to do?
It's elbow deep.
It's out there. I'm owning it. I wasn't paying attention, and Jack, I did not have my finest moment.
Ken Jack goes up to Minty. He's like, You got caught in 4K. He goes, what? And didn't say a word after. He goes, he looked at it, walked away. That was definitely a Stephen Che. Delete that now.
I can see the panic through the back of your head.
It's out there now.
Have we talked about the other thing Minty did?
Can we see the picture again? I don't think the picture was up there long enough. So you were doing the fantasy football pod, right? Or something. Cracking Aces, maybe?
It was fantasy football pod.
No, we don't do that at Cracking Aces. If I was a co-host of the Fantasy Football Podcast, I would not throw my fellow hosts under the bus like that.
This is just a guy that lives to scratch his nuts.
Yeah.
Where he can't stop. His mind is elsewhere. He's thinking about football. He's thinking about Tom Brady. He's thinking about Antonio Brown. And just go ahead.
He's not digging him on camera.
I've never seen it this way.
Can I just?
You can say whatever. Hey.
I've done that before. Through that area.
Basketball shorts, I've done it.
Yeah.
Not cargo shorts.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right. Basketball shorts are like riding up anyway, so it's just like, oh, right there.
Yeah. But that's an easy entry right there.
I guess it's easier than this. It's just unbelievable.
Looks like the guy from Sons of Anarchy.
His eyes too, just like down.
Right. Yeah, not my finest moment, but you know, it's part of Barstool.
We might as well hit the other thing.
But wait, we will get to his other thing.
What's the other thing?
Do you need some powder? Are your nuts really itchy?
I'm okay on that. I'm worried. What could possibly be next? Worse than getting caught scratching the balls?
Worse.
Okay, I was gonna say. I feel like it's just a never ending lately. I'm on a spiral here.
Well, I mean, you know, racist.
Come.
Itchy nuts. It's a lot. All right, Marty, what's your thing?
Well, so Ebo comes over to my desk.
Okay, now this, Ben, is something that I wasn't a part of. But I have heard about it, so
it's really
funny. Marty lay it out.
It's really funny, and okay.
Lay it out.
So Ebo comes to my desk, and I usually throw out crazy stats to him just to like ask him about parlays and what I could do for the sports book, and we figure one out. But then he goes, "Oh, this Alabama Ole Miss total is the biggest. It's a biggest NCAA total ever.
SEC.
And then he says it. 2 minutes go by. You get a tweet from Ben Mintz. He goes, I'm hearing that the SEC, this is the highest SEC total ever, Alabama Ole Miss, from like his sources. He goes, I'm hearing. It was 2 minutes. Maybe 30,
my source being Eba.
Maybe 37 seconds after he said it, he tweets. I was like, do you believe this guy? And he's sitting three desks over.
My source being Eba.
I was
a witness. I was also a part of the conversation with Martin and Ebo.
This is true. Credit Ebo.
Yeah, no,
I should have
sure.
credited him. Should have credited him before.
Wait, what's the exact? Yeah, to my knowledge, he goes. To my knowledge,
say I'm hearing. To my knowledge.
He heard it 2 seconds ago.
We had such a credit Ebo moment when. Whoever it was, you or Ebo, realized that he tweeted out and then just turned around and I just see Mint sitting right over that. I was like, oh. Wonder where I heard that.
So was he listening to you guys or was his back to you?
His back was towards us.
I heard him. But he heard.
Obviously, we know he heard
him. I don't know. I'm just going to come on here. I'm guilty of everything. I admit everything. I'm wrong. I'm an easy target. Hit me with all that.
Easy target. You did it.
I know.
Put a stipulation out there besides the racism. Defend yourself.
Brandon, I will say this for Brandon's defense. He never once called me a racist. There is a difference.
It's Ole Miss that's racist.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying anybody from Mississippi is a racist.
You just choose. You just, you know, like I haven't dealt with that for a year or 2 years. You just choose to associate with racists. It's not you. I don't think it's you.
I think Ole Miss has made very, very strong strides against it and done a lot of things.
In 2021,
to
sure.
No, to change that narrative. I think
Mississippi State got the flag changed.
Ole Miss had the Mississippi flag changed down before state.
No, they didn't. Kylin Hill was the one that changed the flag. Me and Kylin Hill, the running back.
You and Kylin Hill, huh? Well, either way.
I thought this show's just become a contest of who's less racist.
Well, or just let's like how much we can. I mean, I know. I'm
both racist, but who's less
can
racist?
Can I just.
Just your show.
He and I know the truth, though, that we actually probably were sitting in a more racist state than the one we came from. So we don't have to get into that shit.
I mean, I don't think that's the truth.
Yep,
that's
I know.
Wild.
This man just said New York was here.
Yeah, I know the truth.
Mississippi? You just I know took out truth. A flag fucking a year ago.
I'm not talking about 1960. I'm talking
I know,
about
he's talking about racist towards white people in New York.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. Anyway. So we got a lot to talk about because you guys are competing right up until the end here. Mm-hmm. We're still trying to – we got NFL football tonight. We got college football tonight. We got all this stuff. Got a lot going on. And then we got, of course, college football and NFL this weekend. So we will open the phone lines up. I don't take phone calls every day. Let's do it today, 646-291-2437. Go ahead and call in right now, and we will we'll talk about whatever – you want to talk about. Let's see. Any comments? Rico's an insufferable and ungrateful human being. I don't know how anyone could like him. Okay. All right. I'm just reading occasional chat boys comments. That's what I'll read. Thank you, Big Ev. Hashtag thank you, Big Ev. What'd you do?
Oh, thank you.
What'd you do?
Is it just consistent winners?
Just being a winner. Just being me, I suppose.
I doubt that. That's what they're thanking you for.
I don't think so either.
Smitty, so Phillies are done?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Toast.
The Yankees and the wild card race tightened up a little bit last night. You know, you guys still safe and good, but you lose today, things might get a little hairy and interesting.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole is a problem at the moment.
Kind of stinks.
That's our guy, but no matter what, he's going to pitch that wild card game, and we got to get there. This is a huge game. And let me tell you something. I am terrified of the Rogers Center. It is so blue. It is such a good atmosphere.
It's very blue, yeah.
It is unbelievable. I mean, you got to give them credit. They came back yesterday, which was huge. Stanton was this close to hitting a fucking go-ahead home run. But, hey, you can't win every game. They're 7-1 their last eight. Today's a huge game.
Yeah, no, it's a huge game. All these games are huge. And, you know, the Red Sox still have to take care of their business. The Mariners are sitting
That's
right
what
there.
I was just going to bring up. The Mariners are just red fucking hot.
Yeah.
They can't lose.
Speaking of can't lose, the Cardinals lost.
How many in a row did it end up 16? Being?
17. 17.
One thing about the Phillies Braves, Phillies stink, first of all. Completely unacceptable. But, again, if they were in any other division, they would have been out in July. So, thank you, NL East, for contributing. That being said, I think the Braves beat the Brewers in a five-game series. Max Fried and Charlie Morton are unhittable right now.
Fried's been red hot.
Absolutely unhittable.
The Brewers have been skating by, too.
Yeah, and with that shitty lineup, Max Fried and Charlie Morton, if they're pitching, you know, three of those games, they're not losing.
But my question about the people saying the Brewers and the White Sox are skating by, because that's been levied against both of them, there's no pressure on them. So
but the White Sox were sitting people. They were kind of laissez-faire-ing it. The Brewers are just – their lineup's not good. Their pitching's there, and they get batted around a little bit. Their lineup just stinks.
Is it stink? I know.
I wouldn't say stink, but
I would say compared to the other playoff lineups, it's not great.
Yeah, very underachieving. It's hard to see that they'll turn it on, especially against a good pitcher.
What about this relief pitcher they just lost because he broke his hand celebrating, hitting a wall?
Moron.
When he was drunk, too.
I'll never feel bad.
He was drunk?
Yeah, I think they said he was drunk.
It was post the clinching the division, I believe.
Yeah, and he
celebrated by breaking his hand.
I don't know why. Why are you so fired up?
One of the best relief pitchers in baseball.
It's like, why are you punching with – why are you doing anything risky with your pitching hand?
Mm-hmm.
You do it with your glove hand. Okay, you go out there
Crash
with your glove.
Crash Davis says never punch somebody with your pitching hand. Oh, yeah. Always punch somebody with your left hand. That's Crash Davis, Bull Durham, 1988. A top five baseball movie. I bet you're the only – no, you've probably seen it.
I've seen Bull Durham.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what are the movies, like, of course it's a top five baseball movie.
Yeah, yeah. Major League.
The Natural.
Natural's on the outside looking end of me.
You're probably big For the Love of Their Game.
Field of Dreams is in there.
Sandlot?
No. Moneyball. Moneyball's a top five baseball movie.
I would even put Eight Men Out up there.
Eight Men Out's fantastic. Eight Men Out is fantastic. And
Benchwarmers?
A League of Their Own.
TJ.
A League of Their Own's up there.
A League of Their Own, I will say this. Tom Hanks' character, Jimmy Dugan, is one of the top five characters of all time.
I'm surprised you like that game. We usually don't like when women play sports.
Yeah.
I think that's
no,
you. You don't know what you're saying.
You can't
turn
around.
I haven't told any women they couldn't be on camera recently.
No, I don't know about that. You don't really enjoy women.
Marty's a supporter of the WNBA.
Yeah, I am a huge supporter of the WNBA. And I didn't. This is, like, not even joking. Did you guys even realize that the women's basketball tour wasn't called the NCAA tournament? Wasn't called March Madness?
Yeah, it's the men's tournament is March Madness.
Well, they changed it now, but I had no idea.
They're going to put the Final Fours together soon.
Really? That's a good idea.
They're going to combine the Final Fours.
I had no idea it wasn't called March Madness for them. That's insane.
What was it called?
NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Hmm. It's the NCAA women's tournament, and March Madness is a men's thing. It's really a CBS creation. And CBS has never broadcast the women's tournament, so it didn't get.
And
didn't
that makes sense because it's copyrighted. That's why we can't say March Madness.
Yeah, that's why it's like the Super Bowl saying the big game, you know, shit like that. What else we got? Oh, now they're just arguing baseball movies. Sandlot's overrated.
Well, the one thing on Sandlot that's funny, one of my best friends in college, anytime he was trying to hook up with a girl, he'd have her over and watch the Sandlot. He said it was like undefeated. That was his total.
I feel like that's a lie.
No. I mean, I live
Sandlot's
by it.
Undefeated.
I feel like The Notebook could have been good.
There's way better movies than
I don't know.
This is 20 years ago. I don't think
just
I've ever
watching young boys play baseball.
I don't think any girl.
The Wendy Peppercorn scene, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like a girl would be like, "What the fuck are we watching?"
I don't know.
Wendy Peppercorn, though.
Good lady.
She's okay.
Beautiful. I mean, when you were 13.
Times are different, Brandon.
attractive women are still attractive women.
No, that's fair, but I mean, when you were 13, I was 13, 10 things are much different.
Yeah.
Who was your crush when you were 13?
What year is it, 13?
I was 13 and, well, actually, I was 13 before Sandlot came out. I was 13 in 92.
When did Sandlot come out?
93. I was 14 when Sandlot came out.
I wasn't even born yet.
Same.
I was 13 in 2000. I turned 13 in 2007.
Wendy Peppercorn, her character was still attractive in 2007.
No, she's a good-looking broad, no doubt about it.
That's not how I talk about women.
I was much more of a Winnie Cooper kind of guy.
Oh, I love Winnie Cooper. Anybody watch the new Wonder Years yet?
I have not.
I've heard it's good. I need to check it out.
There's so many movies I could watch. I've never seen any of these.
Well, that's a TV show.
Oh.
But
maybe I'll see the TV show.
You never saw the original Wonder Years? That's an age thing. That's fine. It was the late 80s sitcom.
Is anybody going to see Many Saints in Newark tomorrow?
I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to try.
It comes out tomorrow.
It's on HBO Max.
It comes
Max
out
too.
At 3 a.m. tonight.
Not at midnight?
No, 3 a.m. Mm.
Do you hold on? do you need us to take a break so you can scratch your balls?
I'm good. I'm good. I think.
Camera's not on him right now.
I can't. Whatever. Yeah. Oh. Look, I'm defenseless on this.
You got your ball scratching shorts on.
I know. Hands are up. We're good today, Brandon.
All right. That's why you should wear jeans. You'd have to go all the way.
I don't really know what to say on that.
It happens. Listen,
thought it would be worse. So.
I think we all have embarrassing pictures here. At least I know I've had a couple of embarrassing pictures. Maybe not to the extent of elbow deep into my crotch, but I've had the belly hanging out before, shit like that.
I haven't.
You've had nothing embarrassing happen here?
Oh, I'm sure I have some embarrassing pictures. I was also. Pre-teeth, I was ugly.
Guys, quit. Can you quit with the hashtag misogynist? That's ridiculous. M-U-S-H-O-G. Misogynist? Come on.
That's good.
Guys,
now that's clever. Good. That's funny.
Quit with the hashtag misogyny. That's crazy.
That's funny shit. Misogyny.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good. Okay. NFL game tonight. It is Jags. It is Bengals. And I don't really prescribe to the theory, it's a terrible game, because this one, I think, at least has the prospect of exciting offense. Like Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, you got the last two number one picks against each other. Trevor's been really, really bad so far, and I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the future. He's going to turn it on eventually, and he's going to have a decent game. Why not against the Bengals defense? It's just okay, pretty decent, I guess. I think
they're pretty decent.
They got a great safety. He's out tonight.
They got a couple secondary guys out.
Yeah, I just think this could be a spot. I love the over, and I hate betting overs.
Big Ev, what do you have?
I got the Jags with the points.
Okay.
I got the Jags with the points.
Oh, wow. He did. He said his picks first.
I texted TJ. I took the Jags plus 7.5.
I got the Jags money line.
I think they should have honestly, if you watch the game, they should have beat the Cardinals. Bad turnovers, stupid mistakes in the second half.
The flea flicker off the back foot killed them.
That was what ended the game. They did get the kick six, but I don't think they're 7.5 points worse. I think the injuries to the Bengals secondary is going to make it tough.
I think
they're capable of winning the game. That's why it scares me a little bit. That I knew you were going to take the money line. I wasn't going to go that far and just copy the pick. But I like the Jags with the points.
I don't think the Bengals are 7.5 points better than anybody in the league. And
I think they are.
No, everyone's giving them
good.
So
I
much
think they're
not bad. I think they're solid.
Everyone's
team.
Giving them that credit, and the Bengals are going to Bengal tonight.
I think I'm on the other side. I think they're wrong.
Yeah, I think they win by two touchdowns.
Let's also remember they honestly, and I've been someone who I like the Bengals. I'm higher on the Bengals this year, but probably should have lost that game to the Vikings.
Okay,
they lost to the Bears, who stink. With Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. And then this past weekend, it was a good win, but also the Steelers are a little bit in shambles right now.
No,
for sure. I'm not trying to discredit. I'm just saying I think 7.5 is a lot. They're not like a dominant team.
So they beat Minnesota 27-24 in overtime.
Yep.
They lost to the Bears by 3 on the road.
Yep.
They beat the Steelers by 2 touchdowns on the road.
Yep.
So, and that's where we are.
Also, yeah. You're giving the Jaguars, they should have beat Arizona. They did a couple dickless things here, dumb thing there. They stink. Jaguars are a bad football team.
They're not good, but 7.5 is a lot in the NFL.
I'm telling you, their receivers are good.
They are. Yeah, no, Marvin Jones and Shark is a solid one, too.
And, dude, Chenault's
not bad. Yeah, Chenault's solid. They're not a bad offense.
I'm just saying that this is like a Trevor Lawrence where it's like, all right, it's prime time, and he can come out and play this game.
Okay, but the Jags have lost every single game by double digits. They lost by 16 to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by 10 to the Broncos. They lost by 12 to the Cardinals.
Time to shine.
That's fair, they're due. I don't think they're...
I mean, I love that you two are on the Jaguars. I love the fact that you're on a money line. I have them in every single survivor pool possible.
Also, the over is some like in prime time.
8-1.
Both said it's 8-1.
The only thing about this one, it kind of scares me a little bit because it's a little... 46 feels low for these two teams.
Yeah.
Well, for me,
I think the Jags have given up 31.
But with the Jags, so they
37-23.
I didn't think their defense looked that bad against the Cardinals, considering how good the Cardinals' offense. Like, it was pick sixes, short fields. I don't think their defense is as bad as week one was bad. Them just kind of getting gashed by Tyrod Taylor, inexcusable. That's bad. But I don't think they're nearly as the defense is specifically is nearly as bad as maybe the public is thinking about them right now.
I don't know. They've allowed at least 24 points. Like, how many games in a row now, Jackson?
But I'm saying, like, it's been a lot of I'm not giving their defense credit for pick sixes when they get the ball in the 10-yard line
I get
like three times.
I was worried about the fact that Joe Mixon may run for like two.
Yeah, his over-under's 86.5, which is high, and I still like over.
He's been over, I think, all three games this year. Mm-hmm. His rushing yards.
Marty, who's your first touchdown pick?
Who's yours?
I didn't give one.
None of y'all roll with Jamar Chase.
So now, wait a minute, Marty. You didn't fuck around. I swear to God, if you gave like 7 first touchdowns.
Marty has 2.
One for each team. One for each team. Okay.
Chenault plus 1,400. And then Jamar Chase plus 700.
That's a bold move, you not doing a first touchdown bet, Big F.
I might.
Especially Chase.
He catches a bomb every game.
I might.
He's already got 4 and 3.
Yeah. I mean,
if I do, I'll probably just do one.
I'm not in the mix, and I have Chase. Of course, it would be.
Chase was like too easy. So I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't like it. But
if he does it, like, and I didn't do it, I'm gonna be pissed. So I'm
also,
just gonna do it.
Take a peek at Tyler Boyd too. I mean, he's gonna
T. Higgins out.
He's gonna be getting. His
I was thinking about
again.
That too. Yeah, and the Bengals.
Not a lot of yards. But
we keep saying how many people are out on the Bengals. A lot of people are out on the Bengals.
You keep not saying just how bad the Jaguars are.
But I don't think the Bengals are that good.
I think they are.
I hate the way you say Jaguar.
Yeah, you say
okay,
so.
Jaguar, many. Vegas.
I hate Vegas and I hate Jaguar.
Let's add them up. Jaguar,
that's
Vegas,
two.
Warder.
We're two.
Vegas is
you're just
way worse.
You're just racist towards Philadelphians.
I'm not racist towards Philadelphians.
Yeah.
You're not a Philadelphian anyway. You're a suburban.
The Delaware Valley talks as one. You ever been to Delco? You wouldn't make it out alive.
I wouldn't make it out alive?
No. You'd be eaten alive.
Grew up in fucking West Point, Mississippi. I couldn't go to fucking Pennsylvania.
Nope.
You didn't grow up next. You didn't have a neighbor.
Yeah. Bears were my neighbor. Snakes, alligators.
They don't do shit.
Run sideways. Don't be a bitch.
From a what?
Alligator.
Alligators are actually docile animals and won't really they're not really a threat to you. But.
Until they get you into a murder roll.
Well, yeah, if you're swimming with them, they'll fuck you up. They're not gonna fuck you up any other way.
Crocodile.
Mm-hmm. Well, crocodiles.
Should I give one on each side to counter them, and I won't pick the same ones.
Hey, this is where he's scared. He's asking for picks now. You just do what you
did. No, first touchdowns, I'm never giving out like early in that. First touchdowns, I usually that's a last minute play for me, regardless.
I don't know what to tell you. I gave mine already. I bet.
And that's nothing new. Marty has been giving first touchdowns the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything outlandish today. Just how I feel.
He's just playing his role, playing his game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Let's take some calls.
This man doesn't know what to do. I've never seen you like this.
Hit an ad.
Fellas, the sport of business means demanding excellence from your craft and wardrobe. Your fits need to be versatile, blending timeless style and comfort so that you look as good as you feel. For that, there's Cuts Clothing. They take a classic men's fashion staple, the plain tee, and refine it, combining premium quality with a minimalist aesthetic. Cut shirts, polos, hoodies, and crew sweatshirts are made for the man who works hard, plays hard, and never settles for less, all in the sport of business. Cuts is premium with a purpose. Each piece of clothing is designed with custom-engineered fabric, expertly graded for the perfect fit, arming you for every challenge and opportunity. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's office leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/picks. That's cutsclothing.com/picks for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing with Cuts Clothing.
You get eaten alive in Delco. Like, Delco is supposed to bother somebody.
Go to Barnaby's and Aston and see if you make it out alive.
Barnaby's and Aston.
Yeah.
I'll go rub my shit on the wall at Barnaby's and Aston.
There you go.
Let's go with Zach in New Jersey. He wants to talk about college football. Hi, Zach.
That's what happened to the one at Havertown. They burned it down.
What's going on?
Smitty won't shut the fuck up, Zach. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Zach.
All good. What's going on, guys? How are you guys? I appreciate hearing from you guys every day. I look forward to it.
Thank you. What's up, brother?
What I got for you guys is Saturday. I think it's 2:30. We've got Notre Dame, Cincinnati. It looks like Jack Cohn's going to be rolled out there. I'm not actually too happy about that as a Notre Dame fan. I actually think we have a threat of an offense with Pine back there. I mean, he looked pretty good. Either way, though, Cincinnati had a shitty performance against Murray State, which is making me think that I don't think they're going to be able to handle Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame played Wisconsin. Purdue's also a pretty good football team. I'll take the 2.5, but I'll also take the money line there.
Yeah, no, I thank you for the call.
You picked Notre Dame?
I'm picking Notre Dame. He picked Notre Dame, yeah. But he also sounded like a Notre Dame fan. So I don't know. When we talk gambling, listen, I like the guy that he called, and I like the fact that he supports us, but when you call in and just give a bet for your team, it just doesn't mean as much.
Did he say he was a Notre Dame fan?
He did. Yeah, he said, as a Notre Dame fan, I hate. Also, TJ, can we get the shot clock ready? I know that's a Brandon Walker College Football Show thing.
No.
We can't. Why?
Completely different set of software back here.
Oh, we can't. Oh, because the thing's patented for the Brandon Walker College Football Show.
To do it, I would have to turn off the stream and turn it back on.
I'm the only person allowed to be on the show, and we can only use Brandon Walker stuff.
I'll do a manual shot clock. I will speak out a shot clock.
I don't want you to.
I'll do an acapella
long,
shot
how
clock.
How long is the shot clock for shows?
15
I
seconds.
I don't want you to talk, TJ. I want you to just to the ref. The ref
I wouldn't. Yeah, wouldn't do that again.
Let's go with what I do.
little H-man.
Oh, man, so you know what he's talking about. All right, Kate. Kate in Michigan. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm real good, thank you. I just wanted to say, first off, fuck Dylan in the chat. He's a little bitch.
Yep,
he
I agree.
He is, like, so hating on Marty right now.
Oh,
he's a bully.
That's cool, Kate.
I know. but I also wanted to tell you about this parlay that I created. It is called the Pure Michigan Parlay. It's going to be Western Kentucky plus 10.5 against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Wisconsin money line.
I love that.
I actually like it too a lot.
I love Western Kentucky.
What's it called? The Pure Michigan Parlay?
Yeah.
We sound like a bunch of simps right now, but I do love that.
I mean, I'm on both plays. So
me too.
It makes sense.
Now, Mush, do you actually like the pick? Because it is from a woman. You don't like them betting.
No, I'm a misogynist. It's coming back around. I'm allowing women to do things.
Kate, are you okay talking to Marty knowing that he hates women?
I'm fine with it.
See? Okay.
That's actually a great parlay. I like that because I like Western Kentucky. They just covered against Indiana the other night. And Michigan State, there's a lot of reality coming for Michigan State very, very soon. And Michigan as well. I think this is – I don't know if Michigan State faces it this weekend, but very, very soon, these teams in Michigan that are undefeated and flying high and feeling good are about to come to Jesus.
I think that's happening to a lot of teams.
Yeah, no, fair enough. But the state of Michigan has two teams that are both kind of they're ahead of their skis a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're – like Michigan's number 14 in the country. Why?
I mean, before the season, too, we were all like Michigan, Michigan State. Like, we were like Michigan State.
Shot-fired Rutgers.
No, I've said it constantly. Like, Rutgers is okay, and Rutgers is getting better, and Greg Schiano's the right guy there, but Michigan had 270 yards against them. Michigan had, like, three first downs in the second half. Michigan completed 9 passes against Rutgers. I'm sorry, but that's not good. That's bad.
Shots fired, Rutgers. Right, TJ?
Just
means Rutgers is good.
You're stirring things up today? Is that what you're doing?
Stirring anything up. Nobody can stir more things up than you.
Also, I think we have that shot clock.
No, I'm not a shit stirrer. I don't stir shit.
That's right. You just call it as you see it.
I just tell the truth, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Brandon Walker tells the truth at all times. And if you can't deal with it, that's on you. Let's go with Jake in Wisconsin. Hi, Jake.
What's going on, Brandon? Marty, Big Ev, good luck to both you guys tonight.
Thank you.
And Smitty, I cannot wait for the WSOP. I hope one of you guys can make a run. Looking forward to that content as well.
Appreciate it. Mincy and Nate Dogg are going out this week.
No. It's too early for the shot clock. It's being nice to everybody. Come on.
Yeah, Mincy and Nate Dogg are going out this week, and I think all of us are going out again in for the main in November.
So all right, what's up, Jake?
Yeah, I love the Cracking Aces reboot. Just wanted to throw that out there. I just got one thing. I think it's incredible value, and it surprised me to see the Chargers plus 400 to win their division. On the Barstool Sportsbook, as of yesterday, I just placed it. They're already a full game up on the Chiefs, and who remain minus 125 favorites. And they also are behind the Broncos. Broncos are at plus 350. I'm sure you guys already know this. Broncos 3-0 against the spread, 3-0 on the season. However, their opponents are combined 0-9. So I think plus 400 for the Chargers, who again are already up on the Chiefs, just incredible value right now.
I want to thank you for the call, and I want to make one point. It is remarkable when we open the call lines how much smarter the callers are sometimes than we are. Because I never would have looked for that, but I love – they've already beaten the Chiefs. And yes, Chiefs are probably still – should be the favorite. Yeah,
see, I could see the Chiefs not losing again until December.
But at plus 400 –
yeah, no, it's great.
The Chargers already with the win – the road win in their bag too. Not just a win over the Chiefs, a road win over
the
Chiefs.
I wonder what they are now to make the playoffs.
The Chargers or the Chiefs?
Chargers.
It's a great question. I think they were always pretty close though.
Yeah, even if they're minus 120 now.
They got a big one Monday night. They're playing the 3-0 Raiders at home in LA. If you take the Chargers bet, they got to win this Monday game.
Hashtag, a lot of hashtags.
Chiefs may end up 15-2 though.
What else now?
Hashtag let Mint scratch.
I'm scratching my leg right now. How about that, guys?
All right,
tape your hands.
Every day at 12:20 and 12:40,
the Sons of Anarchy guy.
Yeah.
We'll be taking scratch breaks for Ben Mintz.
Yeah,
12:20 and 12:40.
There you go.
I don't know if it's a Southern thing. I'm a big nut scratcher myself, and I have gone through that.
Actually, not.
I'm a huge
nut scratcher.
Guy
thing, but
my wife makes fun of me.
Really?
Take your hand out of your pants.
Yeah, guy thing? Smitty said it's a guy thing, so that's good.
Kind of makes sense.
Girls don't do that.
All guys enjoy a good scratch. You just usually you're not, public
not
going after millions of people.
Usually you're smart enough to not do
I'm
that.
Not a scratch.
And going fist deep. Like occasionally it's just, a pick.
I don't know. If you're sitting home watching TV, right, and you're just watching the game,
that's what I was doing in my mind.
You're just scratching your nuts.
Yeah, that's what I was doing in my mind, unfortunately.
You were on
situation.
Camera. You were sitting in a podcast room.
Yeah, exactly.
Marty, have you ever been caught doing something in the podcast room you shouldn't have been doing?
Technically not.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
You know?
You wriggled off the hook on that one.
Yeah, technically not.
Let's go with, all right. I don't know what this is going to bring us. Sam in Mississippi. Go, Sam.
What's up, guys? Hey, why should we not be taking UConn plus 14.5 against Vanderbilt?
Because UConn might be the very, very, very worst team in the country. I understand Vanderbilt's not good either, but UConn is, and they had their one shot. Like, they played Wyoming close, lost by 2 points. I don't know that I could ever legitimately put money on UConn or Vanderbilt. That's a game I will happily say I probably won't bet. But if I'm betting it, SEC team at home against UConn, like I don't know. I can't bet on UConn at all.
But neither team.
Oh, I thought he wasn't going to talk, and I pressed the X. I thought he had peaced out, and then he started talking. Right, that was kind of on him. His pause got that done. That wasn't my fault, Sam in Mississippi. Thank you for the backup.
No,
man.
So that's fair.
Just sit there on a fucking log, not say a goddamn thing.
Well, Vandy UConn, there ain't much to say with the card we got this week.
No. Yeah, it's hard to bet on Vandy UConn when you've got what you've got this week. Let's go with, I don't know this name. Mortal Malvern? Is that like a...
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? I'm Mortal Melvin. I got a long shot play tonight. Marty might have mushed it, but I'm going with Laviska Shenault, first TD, plus 2,500, and let Minty scratch. My bad.
How did he – was Shenault
25?
Plus 2,500?
He's 14 to 1.
It's not 25. There's just no way.
He's 14 to 1.
Maybe he's mixing up last touchdown, which is also available in the Barstool.
I'll take 25, but
– just got to be careful of that, the way it's placed on the
– yeah.
Let's go with, I don't know. Who do you want to take, man? You want to take college football? Or let's take, what is VI? Virginia? That should be VA. Nate in Virginia, maybe? Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to come in and say that not only is Mintz not a racist, but I think that you're a fucking piece of shit, Brandon Walker, and you constantly make jokes at the expense of other people. Everyone in that room is afraid of crossing you because you're going to freak out and yell at everyone, and I can't stand listening to you, Bill. I'll continue watching the show.
I do love the call. I do want to say one thing. I don't think any of us are afraid of
him. No, Brandon can go fuck himself.
Can go fuck himself, too. I like the call, though.
Nate, listen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Nate. You're a fucking piece of shit bitch.
Great call.
Nate, we joke on everybody here. There's nobody in the company that takes more jokes than I do or Marty does. Or we all joke with each other. Ben Mintz is a grown-ass man, you punk-ass bitch. You don't have to call. What do you think? He's fucking stupid? You think he's special? You got to call in and take up for him? Shut up.
Well, I mean, you put the screen
No, I'm just tired
up.
Of listening to you talk shit about him. That's it. It's every fucking day. Like,
and I'm going
to
keep talking shit about him, you little fucking baby.
Let's go.
You sad sack of shit.
Go off, King.
You called in for this?
Who hurt you?
Nobody. I'm talking shit. I talk shit about Marty. You don't call in and you don't call in and take up for Marty.
Why would I?
Great. So why are you taking up for Mitch? You think he can't take care of himself? You think he's just sad and pathetic and he can't take care of himself?
No, because you constantly talk shit about him every fucking day. Every day.
Yeah, and sure do. Yeah. That's accurate. Guess what? When the cameras are off, who helps you more than me, Ben Mintz? Answer that question.
You are good to me off the camera.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Nate, you piece of shit, you fucking baby.
Oh, there's Brandon complimenting himself.
No.
There it is. Oh, thanks for the team for my migraine.
That's still not a weird tweet. I don't care what you say. No, it's not.
It's
Let's go with
is a wild call.
Is everybody named Nate? Nate in Alabama. Go, Nate. Nate in Alabama. Okay, Nate in Alabama.
Oh, it's Nick, my bad.
Oh, it's Nick. Oh, well, he likes to call everybody Nate.
I got you. In the NFL, I'm not breaking any barriers here. Two-team teaser, the Packs and the Bucks. Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know what's going on. They need to take him out back. They're not going to win in Lambeau. Now, maybe you can convince me that Belichick is going to pull some Houdini stuff and fool the Bucks. I don't see it happening. That's a pick 'em if you tease them 6 points. So I like that. And then one question with Ben Mintz being called an R word from Mississippi. It got me thinking. There's three R words in Mississippi. Which can you rank them? Which one you would like to be least to most?
Also, I don't think you should say R word is. I mean, just say racist. Don't say R word.
Technically, I never got called. I will say I never was called a racist.
No, you root for a racist institution. That's what it is. Aaron in New York wants to talk about. Is that CFL? Is that Canadian Football League? Is that what we're doing with our life, or does this mean it should be college football? Hi, Aaron.
Yeah, I have a Canadian football pick because all the other leagues are taken. But first, I wanted to say, do you guys remember that guy, the MILF Hunter, used to work at Barstool?
Yeah.
I didn't know this before, but it turns out he was just looking for the best apple picking spot. Man, I love fall.
That's not fucking funny, Ben. And I'm getting Why did you laugh at that?
I love it. I think it's cool.
Because it was about him.
I had to get rid of that call.
That was a bad joke.
It was a bad joke. It was a bad joke. You know what?
I mean, but his CFL pick would have been the lock of the century.
Yeah, it would have been great.
I'm a little pissed we didn't get the pick. But
you
got
to earn the way to give a pick. You can't just
give it. Yeah, it was a bad joke. But I wish I'd maybe get a better joke in next Canadian Football League. Because there's winners there.
Seth in Colorado. Hi, Seth.
Hey, what's up, boys? Thanks for having me on. Hey, real quick, I think Alabama is going to clobber Ole Miss, so take minus 14.5.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I got MLB.
Have fun with that.
Take MLB. Future, I want to say it's going to be, definitely. Boston Red Sox to clobber the Yankees in the AL wildcard game. And then finally, I got, here you go, NFL. Yeah,
he doesn't have the picks. He's just thinking. All he wanted to do was get through the board. he was looking through the board, and people are just calling in to take digs at us. Just to mention Boston Red Sox to clobber the Yankees. That's just a dig at you guys. There's no real.
He was looking through the board.
Like he was trying to figure out what can I say.
Just because people call in to talk shit on you doesn't mean they're like calling.
Yeah, they were nice to me.
I think they're complimenting us at some point.
I've been actually the calls been pretty nice to me.
Exactly.
Today.
Kate was nice to you.
Yeah, Kate's really nice to me.
Well, she's probably scared of him. Scared
that's
that he's.
Fine. That's what I have to do to get people like me. I'm down.
He's going to try to get her fired. Dominic from Connecticut. Hi, Dominic.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just here to root on for Ev. Sorry, Marty, but I got Trevor Lawrence, first touchdown scorer. It should be 18 or 20 to 1. I think Jags score first tonight, and that's what I'll give you, Big Ev. So good luck. And
I actually don't hate that.
Thank you, Dominic.
They get the ball first, and he takes the ball into his own hands.
Well, he also ran.
Lawrence can run a little bit.
He ran a lot at Clemson. You know, he scored 7 or 8 touchdowns a year on the ground at Clemson, so that's not a terrible pick.
I love the Bengals on it, but I don't.
The God's honest truth. This is the two I was thinking. The one that even hit me when I woke up this morning was Joe Burrow. I might go both quarterbacks.
They ran him. They ran a quarterback. I was surprised they ran a quarterback.
Maybe that's the play.
They ran a quarterback draw this week, which shocked me with his knee injury.
Burrow was legitimately the one I thought about when I was taking my morning shit this morning. He was the one. Burrow, before I even saw the odds, in my mind, I was like, Joe Burrow.
You got to just admit your mind's swirling a little bit.
No.
You've been a little off today.
I think that's obvious. That you're. I mean, you're.
You've been a little
off today. I'm playing a normal card.
You're on tilt a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm playing a little bit, but I'm playing a normal card.
And theoretically, this still isn't a two-horse race. Any one of the six of us, seven of us.
Theoretically, sure.
Well, Smitty's got a plus.
Smitty's got a plus.
Smitty's got a plus 5,000 cooking.
That would be incredible.
Joe Mixon.
No, that's what I said.
That motherfucker hit a bomb tonight.
That's what I told Smitty when I walked in. I was like, if you hit a plus 5,000, God bless you. You got it.
Boy, that would be fantastic.
He literally looked at me dead in my eyes. He looked at me dead in my face and said, "You better hope Joe Mixon doesn't score 4 touchdowns."
You got one. You got one loaded up in the chamber.
3,500, baby.
Okay. I love that he got right to the number that he needed. He said, "What's it going to take to win this?"
But then, see, if I hit a first touchdown, it might not be enough.
He keeps just going.
Add another leg.
Fuck! I got 9 plays in one now.
Yeah. All right. Giants play at home, 10 o'clock.
Let's go with Neil. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Brandon. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
So I'm with the Stewie's Clubhouse group. You know, a big fan of Walk the Line and Mush the Line. You know, Neil the Real Deal on there. I'm sure you guys remember me.
Thank you.
But what I was wondering is, so Marty talked about this morning that somebody DM'd him about what Jeff Nadeau was talking about in the Stewie's Clubhouse group. And I was just wondering, you know, maybe I could get a name, you know, Rat on the Rat.
Oh, no, I can't rat on a rat. I just got a DM that Nadeau is talking shit that I am clinging on to Jersey Jerry, and I came back and at Nadeau said I was.
But you are clinging on to Jersey Jerry. Just,
yeah, that's not new news.
No, you guys can think
we'll talk about that every day.
That's fine. I mean, he asked me to help, but it's okay. And I said that Jeff Nadeau, I will. I think I said I'm going to stick something down his throat or something.
Your penis? Or what?
I might have said that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And I said my rat down his rat, and I just went off on Nadeau because, hey, someone who clings on something, he just clings on anyone that will give attention at Barstool to try and get back. So, fact.
That's not an unfair point.
Yeah. So.
Although, if he were a clinger, he never would have given up the job in the first place. He should have probably clinked.
Yeah, well, he's just thinking he's more important than he is.
He did do it and then immediately regret it.
But yeah, he thinks he's more important. And hey, this is a fight game, so I mean, I'm going to talk shit for
sneaky. One of the more stupid and shocking things
what
anybody has ever done.
Just walking away from the job?
Yeah.
Yeah, really dumb.
Six months, 5 months in.
Really dumb. Because he could have just sat there and been Rico's enemy forever and, mm-hmm. and gotten paid whatever he gets paid just for nothing.
Yeah.
And gave it up.
Mm-hmm. So I don't give a shit.
That's a big time mistake.
The CFL guy DM'd me and said a CFL pick is Hamilton minus 2.5.
Love it.
The guy that didn't make
Hamilton
it.
Minus 2.5.
Hamilton minus 2.5.
The Hamilton Crusaders.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think so either.
I think it's the Tiger Cats.
Ooh,
it is
even
the
better.
Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Even better.
All right. Fun game. Toronto, Argonauts, right?
Yeah. I know it's the
Edmonton Rough Riders? No.
You're the Ottawa team, Brennan.
Ottawa? You're right. I don't know. There's Saskatoon. There's Edmonton. Are they the Rough Riders?
Isn't
the Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan.
They're
the
Rough Riders?
Okay. I think maybe.
Oh, Edmonton's the Eskimos.
Yeah.
Or they might have changed it, but it was the Eskimos.
Huh? I'm right, right? Yeah, Ottawa Red
Black. Yeah, you can't say
Calgary Stampede, right?
I can say Edmonton however long
Stampeders
I want to say.
Edmonton.
No, you can't fucking stop me.
No, the Inuit version of what you said.
Well, they were the Eskimos. Are they still? I think they might still be. They might be in the process of looking to change it. I think they're still the Eskimo.
No, I know, but I think that term got canceled.
Yeah, we don't say that anymore.
But if it's their name, I can say it.
You can't say Eskimo Brothers anymore?
You can say whatever you want. Only brand say it politically correct.
Why is Eskimos bad?
Because it's...
That's not what they prefer to be called.
They're a real thing?
Yeah, what?
What?
Holy
they're
shit.
Not
oh,
make
they're too
believe,
stupid
like,
for this conversation. They're too stupid for this conversation. Okay, all right. Never mind.
I thought they were just like people that lived in Antarctica. Or not Antarctica. No one lives there.
They wore the things on the shoes.
Oh, the Eskimos are just like people that live in like the wilderness.
Stop. Stop. Yes, you can read the fucking ad.
Like, who the fuck's an Eskimo? I don't know any Eskimos.
Stop talking.
Hey, we're back with Paint Your Life, and we're making new memories in a new world. I found the best way to hold on to these memories is by turning them into art that lasts forever from paintyourlife.com. Now that we can get out and travel and take vacations, we want to celebrate some of our favorite times by turning our new memories into art. When I heard about PaintYourLife.com, I thought, what a great idea for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. But I figured it must be expensive. Not so fast. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get the special offer, text the word Central to 64-000. That's Central to 64-000. Text Central to 64-000. Paint Your Life and celebrate the moments that matter most.
Edmonton Elks. They're the Elks now.
Yeah, and people are saying we're canceled.
Yeah, the Elks. Well, that's thank you, Big Ev. He's gonna win. He's gonna win and lose in the same day. He's gonna get us canceled, and he's gonna.
Huh? We're saying the E word. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, when did this happen?
That's why you can't,
say words
these,
anymore.
You can't talk about these things with me and Big Ev. We're very in our own world.
# misogynist.
So you're just thinking Inuits are like made up.
Holy shit! Shut up. Just shut up. Let's not talk about it anymore.
Well, that's the preferred term.
I know that, but you're gonna make him
what
ask
the word.
Wait. See,
what he thought they were like gremlins or leprechauns.
I pictured E words just walking around in like the snow, dressed like Kenny from South Park, just covered head to toe in jacket.
Jesus Christ!
Is that bad? I didn't even know they were real. I literally didn't even know they were real people.
That's why I haven't said a word yet.
Have any of you met in?
They live in North Alaska.
Shut the fuck up!
They're people who live off the snow.
Smitty.
So I was kind of right.
Eddie from Connecticut. Hi.
So I was kind of right.
Eddie.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
The Hawaii Fresno State game. The total right now is 64. Scattered showers at kickoff, almost 20-mile-an-hour winds. I don't think it gets close to 64.
Oh,
love the weather.
I don't know, man.
I love Fresno.
Fresno's offense,
stadium.
Though. Fresno can score, man.
They're in a new stadium, not Aloha Stadium. They're on campus, very prone to wind. I think it goes under by a mile.
How do you know the new stadium's prone to wind?
Because I follow Hawaii football.
That's the perfect answer. Incredible answer.
It's going to be windy and pouring.
WAP.
#WAP.
Yeah.
The week, I think.
You know who we play this weekend? We play at Texas A&M.
You do. Mm-hmm. So, can't lose in Texas.
Can't lose in Texas. Shout out Rico Bosco, the only funny thing he's ever said on this show.
Clit.
Clit. Yeah, hashtag. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate that, brother. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We're only going to do calls on Thursday from now on because you guys can't handle it. Let's go with let's go with Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, quit using that fucking word. That's our word, all right? Eskimo was our word. That's the E word.
You an Eskimo?
His name was Ben.
What's he saying?
He was trying to do a thing. He was trying to be funny, but it wasn't.
Can we talk about the college game tonight?
I will say this. We don't
Do we have the worst callers? We have the stupidest
We don't
people?
Have funny callers.
No, we don't have good.
We have, like, good, like, smart gamblers sometimes. We never have a funny caller.
We're followed by a bunch of really, really dumb people.
I don't know. The guy who reamed out Brandon Walker.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was the worst guy.
I liked him.
That guy just wanted to whine on somebody else's behalf. Well, quit being mean to Brittany. What are you doing?
Brittany. What was that? Yeah.
That's the fucking viral video from
Leave Brittany Alone.
Leave Brittany Alone.
Yeah, Leave Brittany Alone. Yeah. There you go.
Almost Sorry. Nailed it. Boomer.
That is a boomer video. Marcel in Kansas City. Go, Marcel.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hello.
I got an MLB parlay for you guys.
Good. Go. What's up?
All right. I got Phillies. I got the Giants. Dodgers, Red Sox, all money line, and then in Kansas City, the wind's blowing. I got the over.
You what is this paying out?
Right now, if you're betting 10, you're gonna get walk away about 130.
13-1.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. Apparently, I'm just an idiot, just a moron. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say a word. I just said 13-1.
Did anybody keep up with his parlay? Because he gave every team in baseball plus an over. That should have been more than 13-1.
It was Phillies.
I mean, Dodgers are big favorites.
It's Philly and
Giants
over in KC.
I might just take the exact opposite of that.
Part. Marty, you just going to take any pick that comes in? Because I got a tennis pick for you.
I mean, I have a pretty big card, so I got to be careful.
Michael in the Philippines. Go ahead.
What's up, Brandon? What's up, everyone else? I got to talk some tennis here. I know you guys in Barcelona are really big tennis people, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But as a third-generation tennis player, I got to say my record this year, 2021, is 13-1. Unfortunately, Novak Djokovic fucked me over.
Mm, that stinks.
What but time is it there in the Philippines right now?
It's 12 hours away.
It's like 1 in the morning almost. Oh, okay. It's like almost 1 in the morning.
I love this fact.
Nailed it.
But yeah, Roger Federer will be retiring 2022, 120%. Nadal, 2023. And Brandon, sorry you ended up blocking me. Love you.
Block the guy from
unblock.
He's 1 a.m. listening to your show and you block this
man.
No,
I didn't block him.
Wait, sorry, Brandon.
Do you have a pick?
Brandon, yes, you blocked. Let me take a screenshot right now, Brandon.
I believed you. It sounds like something I would do.
I thought you didn't block people.
Did your last name start with a Z?
Yes.
I remember blocking you. Yeah, you
How
should
do you know that.
You shouldn't have been an asshole.
Well, my bad, dude.
All right.
Unblock this guy.
I got it. I know his name. It's Michael Zaitoni. I'll unblock him after this. I remember vividly because this is a guy who's followed me for a while, and he just said something out of the clouds like, what is wrong with you? All right, I got you. He never got to his pick. I'm sorry, but I got him.
So basically he just questioned you.
I have a lot.
He challenged you.
I remember every block, so I'm good. I know exactly.
Can we talk about Miami, Virginia
tonight? I want to hear what you think about it because I'm curious on that one.
Yeah, go. We better hurry because we got picks.
I gave my pick. It's locked in. I took Miami.
I got Virginia. Why do you got Miami?
I don't believe in – I don't know. Virginia, to me, I like the quarterback and everything. I get it, like good offense. I just don't believe in them the same way. I thought it was a real bad performance against Wake Forest, which, listen, I hear Miami looked horrible, especially in the second half against Michigan State. But I don't think they're nearly that bad. I think they kind of got a little – they had a little tune-up game against Central Connecticut. Also, another stat I saw, this is actually on the Barstool Sportsbook. I don't know any other sportsbook gives stats. Virginia, and I think it's either 8 of their last 9 or 9 of the last games. The home team has covered the spread. Miami's at home tonight.
All right, picks. We got to go. So, Big Ev, you're leading?
Yep.
Give me the picks.
I'm on the Cardinals. I said they're on my card the rest of the season. I'm on the Angels. I had to take the watch at work, just that one, because I was on both plays already. I had to take it. I was on both plays regardless. I couldn't do there, not that. I also then I said I'm on the Jags plus 7.5 and I'm on Miami minus 5.
Giving Marty's parlay out?
I was already on both plays. How can I not give out
swirling.
The watch at work?
He's swirling.
No, but I gave a normal card. Even being on tilt, I still was able to have enough wherewithal, take a step back, take a deep breath, and give a normal card. That's what I did.
And you're going
to
add Chase and Shamit.
Yeah, you're adding shit, though.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. We just
don't think
show
you can.
All right, Marty, give your plays.
All right, I got the Yankees. I got the watch at work parlay as well. I got Jaguars
Christ,
money line,
man.
Jamar Chase first touchdown, LaVisca plus 1,400. I got Miami, Joe Burrow under 30.5, Marvin Jones under 72.5, watch work parlay, and then I got Arkansas Pine Bluff money line because it's 6.5.
You do me a favor? So you say Chenault's first name again?
LaVisca.
So you just took the sharp guy for the VIP. You just took all his
six.
All his
I've been preaching 6.5 for
you
fucking.
You have been
for last since last week.
No, but
six and a half.
No, but the under Burrow, the under Marvin
Jones.
Oh yeah,
Jones, I took those. Yeah.
The Pine Bluff.
No, Pine Bluff is 6.5. That's
Smitty.
All Bengals tonight, boys and girls.
I want to see this. I want to see this.
7.5, and then we have them. I believe 16.5 for plus money, and then the parlay 3,500. Off the top of my head, the parlay is Joe Mixon, 2 touchdowns, over 80-something yards, under 56, Bengals 13.5, and I think one more thing. It'll be tweeted out.
Go ahead and put Smitty's parlay plus on my card. No, I don't play in this.
It's actually, you look at the parlay plus, it's pretty realistic.
I don't know what I had. I think I got – I know I got UVA plus 5.5. I got the over in the NFL game. I've got Jamar Chase first touchdown, and then I had Philly's money line because anytime the Braves get to the point where they can go ahead and do it, they don't. So,
but they
can clinch today. They can officially clinch today, yeah. And they won't. That's why I'm saying the Phillies. Ben Mintz.
I've got Boston minus 1.5, Cleveland minus 1.5, over 4.5 LA Angels, over 8.5 Yankees Toronto. NFL, I've got the Bengals by 7.5, and we've got an FFF pod parlay, which is Cincinnati minus 7.5, Mixon over 86.5 rushing yards, and Jamar Chase over 69.5 receiving. It's 5-1.
Are y'all not worried about Derek King not playing tonight?
Oh.
If he doesn't play, that's all fine. Then
I didn't know he was.
Yeah, if he's not playing, then the scratch it.
Well, we got to be. You guys got to come
but that,
prepared.
But that's bull. Like, you can't just, like, throw.
If, no,
if
it's
starting quarterback,
a thing.
That's a big
that's a
difference.
Thing.
Well, I mean,
he might not play.
So if he doesn't play, I'm not playing. I'm not playing the.
I mean, you got that's on y'all. Y'all have to know that information.
No, I don't. If
yeah,
I,
you do.
If I saw it before the game, I'd take
yeah,
it off.
You do?
I'd cash out.
That's your pick.
You just got to announce this, it before the game.
This information
yeah.
was.
Yeah, of course.
If
no,
I
if
saw
he, if he's
as
out.
Of right now, he's in. No.
It's. Yeah. It's touch and go.
Well, he's not dead.
Shoulder. Jack is up next.
Might as well be.
Yeah.